After what feels like the longest spring in the history of time, it is now officially summer. It started on Saturday, and that has Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst thinking about grilling. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jeremy.
So yes, this is the time
of
year.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm grilling like crazy. Being outdoors has never felt so good.
Well, and by the way, you know, this is the hard part about this situation is that unlike usually when you get to come in and bring me all kinds of delicious food that I can taste while you're talking about it, we are at a distance right now. So there's a little bit of a delay. But, you know, one of the things that I know you want to talk about grilling is fish. And a lot of people find that to be very intimidating. I often will just say, "Hey, Lexi," and I'm using a code name for the Amazon smart speaker so I don't set them off all over the country. I say, "Hey, Lexi, how long am I supposed to grill a swordfish for?" But what are your tips? How can people do that?
Yeah, I mean, the truth is that grilling fish might be the simplest of all. The very first thing I'd want to say is check out the Guide to Sustainable Fish Choices that's put out by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. We have the link on the web. They go through it state by state. You want to preheat your grill at least 10 minutes before cooking, medium hot, around 400, 425 degrees. Now, this is key no matter what you're grilling. You want to use a heavy-duty barbecue brush or even a vegetable brush to totally clean the grill off of any debris from the last time you grilled, because if your barbecue grills are clean of food, they're going to have much less chance of sticking. And I always lightly grill lightly oil the grill rack just to keep it from sticking. I also tend to really like to keep the skin on the fish because it protects the fish, keeps it moister, and in the case of salmon and other fish, that crispy skin is a delicious treat.
Do you flip it or you just leave it on one side?
I do flip it, and here's what I do. I sometimes put whole scallions or rosemary branches down on the hot fire. I put the fish flesh side down first, let it cook. What the scallions do is create a kind of aromatic bed for the fish. Then I very gently flip it, trying to keep the scallions there, and let the skin crisp up on the other side. So I have a very wonderful recipe that's quite generic, actually. It's a grilled fish. You can use this for salmon, swordfish, any type of firm white fish. I add a little olive oil, dill, and chives, and lemon juices, and grill it right on the scallions, flesh side down first, flip it over gently. And here's another tip. I always take my lemon, cut it into wedges, and throw it on the grill. And what happens is the lemon gets smoky, it gets these beautiful grill marks, and you squeeze that on your cooked fish, and it adds this lemony smokiness just super quick. Another recipe is for fish kebabs. This is like so much fun, taking all different types of fish and vegetables and alternating them on a kebab, a basil leaf next to a piece of tuna, next to a pepper, next to a cherry tomato, next to a shrimp, and on. There's a beautiful photo. That's a really fun recipe because if you live in the Midwest and only have whole trout or different types of freshwater fish, you can also grill them whole very simply by putting lemon and herbs in the cavity and grilling it about 10 minutes on each side. So I take you through a bunch of those. And then many people just want to grill chicken. So I made a recipe with a cilantro garlic mint marinade that is my current passion. You throw a whole lot of fresh cilantro and mint and garlic into a blender. You put it all over a cut up chicken and you grill this chicken for about 10 minutes per side. And it's wow. It's very powerful flavors.
Well, and we've got all these up at hereandnow.org. Now, a lot of people, especially with the 4th of July coming up, Kathy, may want to hear about burgers. And you've got a very interesting burger to talk about to put on the grill.
I do something a little bit different. I take ground lamb, which is really a delicious meat when it's ground, and I mix it with some toasted pine nuts or walnuts, some chopped fresh mint, and feta cheese, which keeps it really moist. And this lamb feta burger is so good. You could also use ground turkey or chicken if you don't want to eat red meat, and just add a little bit of olive oil to keep it moister. Just a nice you know, change from the regular burger. And of course, you know, we have on the website those vegetarian burgers that we did last year.
Right. And that was a very popular segment where we went through all of the not meat burgers and got a lot of comments about that. But I just want to say, speaking of vegetables, Kathy, I have been doing this thing where I take a corn on the cob with the husk on it, soak it in water, and then just pop it on the grill. And it's
exactly.
It cooks perfectly.
It does. And then you can put like herb butters on it. You can throw some chili powder on it. The grill is really a good friend to virtually any food.
Especially when you have Kathy Gunt's recipes, and we will put them again at hereandnow.org. Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunt, thank you as always.
Thanks, Jeremy. Stay well.